Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. You can find all the things that we do here on the show and all the other things that I do when I'm not on the show. And also, Bill Dunkelberg is with us. He's our great member of our Brain Trust and one of the very important people out there who knows an awful lot about small business and has been studying you guys for a long time. Bill is the chief economist for NFIB. NFIB.com, Bill, they can find your survey there. Also, smallbus.org, is that right?
Right.
Smallbus.org, that's your website. That's where they can find the NFIB survey. And thank you for allowing us to put it up on our website. We always do. And so, folks, I encourage you to go there and read the things. Bill's got a great summary and a commentary that you really ought to read every month to kind of see what's going on. Bill, I want to switch horses just a little bit. Right now, there's a real serious issue going on over in Europe with the Greece situation. And I'm wondering, you know, back in 08, we had a really tough time in 08, and it got worse when Lehman Brothers failed.
Right.
Lehman Brothers was the tipping point, wasn't it? I mean, Bear Stearns was the first, you know, notice of something really serious, and then Lehman Brothers, when it failed, when they allowed Lehman Brothers to fail, and didn't bail it out like they did AIG, that really was a tipping point, and it really hurt. Some people say that what they did saved the economy, but I do know that Lehman made things worse at least for a while. Is Greece, if Greece defaults, if they don't get this thing worked out with Greece, could this be a tipping point? Could Greece be like Lehman Brothers?
Yeah, so it could be. It's a very tough question. Here's the problem, of course, most people in Greece work for the government, so it goes to our kind of warning that we always say the larger the government share of GDP, the worse off the people are going to be.
Right.
So the government made great promises so you could retire, you know, at 50 and get a great pension and blah, blah, blah. And they couldn't support those promises by collecting taxes. People don't pay taxes in Greece. They avoid them. So it was financed by borrowing money from other banks. So the Greek government is actually borrowing money from Germans and the French and so on, and suddenly everybody figured out that the Greeks can't pay this back. So huge amounts of loans look bad, and of course that's what imperils, that's the contagion part.
Mm-hmm.
That may mean that, you know, the banks in Germany and France, et cetera, you know, will lose too much money if the Greeks can't repay. And that's the struggle we're having.
But they can't keep funding a bad. I talked about unsustainable business models in my column this week. My column was titled "America Needs a Turnaround Plan." Well, Greece's business model is unsustainable. They can't keep lending to an unsustainable business model.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to at least support the current level. They're trying to at least guarantee that the current debt won't be defaulted upon. So that's why there's the huge austerity programs that the Greeks are trying to put in place. And
the citizens are resisting that.
Sure. I mean, everybody here would be unhappy if we do what we have to do with Social Security and say, you know what, we're cutting the pension by half, you know, because there's no money. And, of course, people get angry.
But, Bill, one of the things that I tried to point out in my column this week was that in America we have a turnaround situation now, or a workout situation later. And if we don't focus on the turnaround opportunity right now, we're going to have a workout. See, I think Greece is no longer in a turnaround. I think they're in a workout.
Yeah.
And America is not very far away from that. What do you think?
Well, that's the worry, is that our debt is going to look so big that people will start to worry that we won't be able to repay it. Not that we can't print the money or something like that, but repay it in real terms. And so our politicians would be unwilling to ask the people to pony up the money needed.
Right.
And that's,
or take the
that's
cuts.
When the trouble starts.
Yeah, take the cuts. And that's that's what we have to do here, isn't it?
We do. We really have to, you know, we've been, of course, saying that for years. There's big trouble coming.
Mm-hmm.
Better to fix it now than later. But politicians don't do that.
Because
there's only two good choices here. Two choices that you have. One is to raise taxes a lot. Well, nobody likes that. Or you cut all these benefits that
right.
you promised, and people don't like that. With an election coming, and there's always an election coming, right?
Yeah,
I
know.
We have an election.
Bill, I got
to the next one.
I got to wrap it up. Thank you so much. Good job today. I appreciate it. Bill Duncanburg, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.